will tell you a little bit about our guest this morning, because in my just over 1 year at Capital, she is she's in a different area. She does work within the building. She does work within the this floor.
The 19th floor.
But she's always, she's got this air about her. She's super glamorous. Everything is always popping. She always smells delicious. Everything is always matchy-matchy. And I'm just like, but how? She's one of those chicks who are just, you're just like, but how often, like, how much earlier do you wake up so that you can get, you know, everything matchy-matchy?
I'm pretty sure she wakes up just like this.
Like Beyonce says, woke up like that.
I woke up like this.
Yeah, but the thing is with her is that she herself has started a women-only WhatsApp group for the females in the office, which tick, tick for me. She's always ready with a boost of confidence, with a hug, and with a look, well done, Davina, keep going, keep at it. So she's super positive, and this is why we have invited you in today to be our WCW, because let's face it, I know I'm crushing on you. Fareed can't say he is, but we are crushing on you. It is none other than our, I don't even know your official title. Fareeda Idris is our Women Crush Wednesday. What is your title, apart from Boss Lady?
Group Commercial Director.
That's actually more serious than I thought.
That's a pretty fancy title.
Group Commercial Director.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, but I still remember. This is a true story. I still remember your first day here, the way.
In 2007.
Yes.
July. And
you came into the studio to say hi. I think you were being given a tour. I still remember that day.
I do too. Was she super nervous and awkward?
Extremely.
No, but there was an air of I'm going to nail this in like 15 years.
So she's just started with this confidence.
Because I like to learn, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But I knew. I was like,
you knew you were going to do it.
There was definitely an air of,
hold my earrings, I can do this.
You might be Fareed and Shanice, but I am going to be here longer than the two of you. which was actually the case. So there you go.
She might actually be longer than all of us.
Yeah.
Fareeda, welcome to studio.
Oh, thank you. I've actually never sat and done an interview on air.
Because you are based on the other end of the office. At the other end of the office. Tell us a little bit. You're the worker bees and we're the chatters.
Yes.
Now, Fareeda, so you started working at Capital FM 15 years ago.
Yes.
15 years ago. And you came from where? Straight from school? No,
I actually was working at a security company, and I told this story yesterday. I was at a mall doing an exhibition for the security company, and this old man walks across, you know, towards me, and he's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, oh, I'm a little cocky, but let's go. Okay. So this is what I do, this is what I sell, this is. And then he looks up to my boss who was there, and he's like, how much do you pay her? So at this point, I'm just quiet because, you know, I don't know what's going on. And he's like, I'm going to pay her double. I'm going with her and she's going to work for me. And that's how it happened.
And that was Chris Kirubi?
Yes.
No way.
Later on, he's like, do you know who I am? I'm like, no.
Did you know?
No, I didn't. I never saw him. I never met him, but I heard of the name. And he's like, I'm Chris Kirubi. And I'm like, oh, I need to call my mom. Oh my.
So that is, what a fortuitous instance to have, like some random mall. You're doing all of that hustle. Well, tell us a little bit about your education background. We have been speaking all day about degrees. All morning about degrees. What is the vibe there? What did you go to Team University in Uganda?
No, I actually went to a credible university.
Do you actually have a degree that we can see? And are you going to spend 3 months saying you have a degree but you can't? Yeah.
University of Nairobi.
Oh, nice.
I actually joined here before going to uni.
Okay.
2 years into the job, CK was like, if you want to grow, if you want to stay with me, you need to go to university.
You need
like
a degree.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I come from Isiolo. Like, we don't go to school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Most of the time. So I went to University of Nairobi. I did my undergrad in communication and psychology.
Yes.
And that's it. I didn't do my master's and I'm here now.
Very nice. Yeah. How do you find, I think the most important thing for me personally as Davina, how do you find the balance of being feminine, being well put together, everything matchy-matchy, as I like to call it, adulting, to being taken seriously? And I think that that's something that women throughout the world, in whatever job, actually have to balance.
Confidence, believe in yourself, believe in what you do, and just take every challenge that comes on. There's nothing that's too hard for you. You can do it.
Yeah, but there must be some days you wake up, surely, like everyone saying, I'm I can't do this today. How do you overcome those moments? Because I think for every young girl out there who's going to get into a position or is aiming for a position of authority and expertise, there'll always be the fear of, you know, you and especially in media, you're working in a besides the on-air talent. I'm saying besides the on-air talent, you're working in a male-dominated field. That's globally. I'm not just saying here in Kenya. I'm not even saying Capital FM. I'm saying globally, besides the on-air talent, which is only one part of the organization. And people also need to realize we are not just presenters that run Capital. That's it. There's entire departments. You work in a male-dominated field. And to be sometimes in your situation the only female in the room, do you feel that you command, or is it a little bit more challenging for you than it would for, say, someone like myself in that same room?
I think I have to put in a little bit more work, you know, and really tighten my belt every time I walk into a boardroom. I have to have this stern, you know, authority, and like, I'm a woman, but I know what I'm saying, and you have to listen to me. Mm. So sometimes it comes off like being too aggressive, but it's just how it is. You have to fight for your position in society.
There you go. Yeah. Love that.
I love it.
Love that. Now, there's room at the table for Farida.
She is the table. Now, Farida is not always ready with a hug. She's actually come here today ready with some gifts and some presents for our Tribe Capital FM. That's all coming up. Stay tuned right here on 98.4.
Capital FM. Your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM. In studio with us this morning, the commercial director of Capital Group, Farida Idris, who is the person behind what has been missing from our lives for 2+ years thanks to the pandemic, which is the Koroga Festival.
Just really, really quickly, have you ever considered marrying Idris Elba? Because then you could be Farida Idris Elba.
Not anymore.
Okay.
All right, moving on. nice thought, though. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, I mean, obviously, Koroga Festival is such a big part of our lives. Mm. You're now going into your 30th edition, so there were 29 previous Koroga Festivals. But then all of a sudden, COVID hit, and that was it. I mean, that is something that it became such a normal thing for Kenyans to go to. And the best part about it is you brought it all over the country anyway, so it wasn't just like a Nairobi thing. How big is it to come back now after the pandemic?
Oh my God. First of all, everybody really missed it. Everywhere I went to, everybody was like, when are you doing Koroga? When are you doing Koroga? And I'm like, have you not seen the government sanctions on gathering and what's going on? And so last year, what happened is we were the only English radio broadcasting partner for WRC. So we were on ground for the full rally days for 4 days. And the whole time, you know, there was so much traffic. There was no holding area for the rally funds. And the spectator stages were too full. It couldn't hold 100,000 people. And, you know, when we came back, I was like, I think we should do Koroga at the next rally. You know, and the thought started building in my mind. And I was like, I've always wanted Koroga to be, my vision for Koroga when I took it, when I was interviewed by chairman, was I wanted it to become like Coachella. So take it out of town and have it for so many days, you know. Yeah. And I was like, I could bring this to life. 4 days of Koroga Festival, entertainment, a holding area, a comfortable place for you to come and sit. We have a viewing of Koroga. We have live streaming of, you know, of WRC as well. So that's how the idea came about.
So but you had an idea, but how do you get the WRC on board? Like, that's insane. Like, people have ideas all the time, but how did you execute that partnership?
It's been 10 months of pitching. Out every other month.
And obviously WRC, you know, we've only just gotten our accreditation for the rally back last year. Now we're in the second year and we've already, you know, sort of partnered with the WRC, which is huge anyway. But many of us just come to Koroga and say, oh my God, great food, great drinks, great entertainment, great people. What goes into putting something? Now you're talking about 4 days
health
of Koroga Festival. You've got artists,
some
of the best artists from Kenya and, of course, globally on the last day as well. Some of the best DJs from across the country. What goes into putting something like this together?
It's actually very crazy. I have a team of 40 people internally. And then we subcontract about, together with suppliers and the people that put up the structures and all, about 800 people on ground. So
for a 4-day festival?
Yes, for a 4-day festival that's going to host about 60,000 to 80,000 people. within the 4 days.
I'm so excited.
For the first time, we have to put a cap on it. And when we reach 15,000 per day, I think we're going to slow it down.
Because just for safety.
Just for safety and, you know, capacity. And you also want people to come and have a good time. Yeah.
And how do you ensure, like, what is the strategy behind, you know, if you look at the 4 days of Koroga, they all look fantastic. What is the strategy? Because you could also have, you know, you can also schedule the wrong, you know, performers, the wrong artists, and then all of a sudden you've got 4 days of some of the best. What is the strategy behind putting that together?
So we started off slowly. So we have the first two days are DJ days, simply because it's a working day and we don't think a lot of people will be down in Naivasha on a Thursday. But we know we'll start getting traction on Friday, both from the locals and for people around, you know, coming down for the rally, because that's when it starts. So then it builds up. So on Friday we have Samido.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
He's so lovable. Everybody loves him. And I remember when we put out his poster, and I have the app for the tickets, and I'm like, oh my god,
just
wow.
Fire.
Yeah, fire. like, could we have him for all 3 days? Right. And then Saturday we maintained our local artist, so we have Brooklyn Boys,
nice,
and Otile.
Yeah.
So when I took over Koroga in 2018, what I did was we made Saturday especially just for local artists, without having an international act or an international DJ. And what happened was the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Culture called us, Amina Mohammed.
Hiya.
Yeah, Ambassador. Hiya. Amina Mohammed. So she called us in and she's like, you have this platform that's phenomenal. You're creating jobs for the youth.
True.
And here's an accolade for, you know. So she actually endorsed day one of Koroga Festival, which
amazing.
Is one of our greatest achievements.
And amazing. Of course, we have Sunday, the big day. Taras Riley is your headliner.
You have to do that in a Jamaican accent. Come on, food. We've been practicing.
No, your Jamaican accent sounds like you're from somewhere near Delhi.
On Sunday, you have Taras Riley, man.
You know, when you reach out to these artists, do they know what Koroga Festival is?
They've heard of it.
Right.
Like, Taras has been here before.
Yes.
And I think he's really wanted to be on Koroga, because I've been chatting to his manager all through. The reason, we've always done African acts for Koroga,
yeah.
Right?
Correct.
Yep.
We've never gone outside Africa. So this time round, there's a thought process behind it. His Excellency, the President, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been the patron of the WRC Safari Rally, and he brought it back after 19 years.
And obviously loves reggae.
MB40 was busy.
And this is his last term. So it's sort of like a send-off gift and asante, you know, to the President.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're going to bring Taras.
Is he going to be there?
He's definitely going to be there, right?
I don't know.
I'll just WhatsApp him and find out.
Now, Koroga Festival is happening. Tickets are on sale, but we have a very, very special giant gift for our Tribe Capital FM. That's coming up.
Capital FM. But right now, talking all things Koroga Festival with our commercial director, who is our Woman Crush Wednesday today. And as we talk about Koroga Festival, Farida has just offered something incredible for the Tribe.
She has indeed. Tribe Capital FM, you know we love you. And to be part of Tribe Capital FM, you of course have to listen to the Tribe. But you tweet us and use the hashtag Tribe Capital FM. It was a brainchild of one lady who came in here, was invited in here for her birthday. She sang with us and then she just started tweeting. And we haven't looked back since. And it's grown into a family. Love has come out of it, but a lot of support for us and support for each other. And as a thank you, Farida, please, you do the honors.
I've had so much about my Tribe.
Yeah?
I've never met them.
Yeah.
I love them to bits. I know they love the brand so much. And I've seen the cups that they bring you and the gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
I should be in the lineup right now.
Have you seen the hoodies?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, printed by them.
Amazing
yeah.
stuff. We love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're always there for us during our low moments.
Yep.
And now that we're going to Naivasha, I want to invite them. So each and every one of them will get a seasonal ticket to come to Koroga Festival.
Yay! We can party in the sun!
Are you serious?
Call me on radio every day.
4 days of Koroga goodness for members of hashtag Tribe Capital FM. That is incredible.
Let's all wear Capital FM red. Let's
yeah.
all snuggle in the sun and let's all celebrate Tribe Capital FM. So if you are a Tribe Capital FM member, Farida is hooking you up with a seasonal ticket as a massive thank you for being there for us. All you need to do is send your DM the Queen, Wambui, are you listening? DM the Queen send your email address to her and she will collate those, send them to us, and your tickets will be sent to you. That is the Kroger Festival in Naivasha, of course. And I think we'll give away two tickets a little bit later.
We'll do that
well.
A bit later. Let's talk a little bit about accommodation, because obviously Naivasha is not New York City. People are probably thinking, where am I going to stay? What am I going to do? How does the accommodation situation work for Kroger?
So usually Naivasha holds about 10,000 people a day when it's the at its peak, right? So what happened last year? They had 100,000 people. And I think it's the only city after Mombasa that can hold so many people at a go. So Nakuru County has 1,600 hotels, fully occupied. 70% of that, about 700 of them, are in Naivasha. Mm-hmm. So there's no accommodation.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's done.
What must we do?
Drive.
Come home. Yeah. Come and go back. Okay, fine.
You should have done it last year, August.
Wait. There's camping options, bro. I'm a dirty mzungu. There's camping. We can camp. Just get a tent.
Carnelli Camp and Fisherman's are probably on that list, and both are probably full, I imagine.
No, you just need a patch of grass.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that. So I won't be camping. As one of the headliner MCs for the event on a Sunday with Koi Kabbalah, I'm sure my accommodation is taken care of, but really, truly, it's super exciting. It's super exciting to be part of this as well. I remember coming back after 4 or 5 years away, and my first gig was Kroger Festival at Tatu City.
Femi Kuti.
I was on stage with Koi as well, which is great. So I will be there definitely Saturday and Sunday, and obviously really looking forward to, and probably, you know, trying to get back on air on Monday at some point, I imagine. Possibly leaving Naivasha at 4 a.m. to be here right on time for the show.
It happens.
But really excited about this Kroger Festival. Again, we have, you said Coachella for Africa, or just a Coachella type thing.
Here
we are with Kroger Festival. You're talking about 60 to 80,000 people coming in and out of the gates between Thursday and Sunday. What is the 5-year plan for Kroger Festival? What is your vision? Because this thing is clearly, in fact, funny enough, Foy Wambui, who is a massive influencer, about 2 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago, just when we announced we're doing Kroger, I came across one of her Instagram stories, and she said, "I wish Kroger Festival would come back. I miss live shows." And I said, "Actually, it's back." And then she called me like, when? So people have been waiting for this. So this is going to go on. What is the 5-year plan for Kroger?
Before COVID, one of the plans was to start taking it to the county levels. So we had started with Naivasha, and now we're fortunate enough to go back to Naivasha. But we have plans to go to Mombasa, Eldoret, Kisumu, you know, and let the whole of Kenya experience it. And then after that, we want to do East Africa. Actually, we've been getting calls to go to Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Ugandans know how to party, by the way.
So I think that's why they really want to have Kroger Festival.
They have their own festival that is called
Nyege.
No, that's really
you like that name, right?
Tell me.
There is no way on earth you could never go to Nyege Nyege Festival.
I went with Gaetano.
If you can't camp at Naivasha, there's no way guys are dirty. Dirty.
So I remember that there are, let me tell you how big that thing is, right?
It's
and Uganda's like funny. There are buses that go from here for the Nyege Nyege Festival. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
We have buses coming from Nairobi to go to Naivasha for Kroger Festival.
So you've
as well.
Organized that?
Yes.
Okay. So is that information on the website?
Yes,
about the
there is.
Okay. So KrogerFestival.co.ke. There's still a couple of tickets left. If you're not part of Tribe Capital FM, we will know. You're getting those free.
Yeah.
But for everyone else, head to that website now. Book your tickets. Thursday and Friday is just 500 bob, but you can party with us. Farid is going to be on stage on the Sunday. That ticket goes for 2K. I will be in the field in front of the stage on that Sunday. You'll see me in. Let's do red bikinis. I'm gonna wear a red jumpsuit.
Okay, me too.
Capital FM.